We'd ask that you listen with the ears of your heart as we share an allegorical tale from the Masnavi written by Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi. The tale has four teaching stories interwoven. In order to make the distinction of the different parts, we have four readers: myself, Nuria Sabato, Rahima Sweeney, Gemma Erickson, and Yasmin Scott. The first line of this allegory addresses a person by the name of Husam, who's also referred to as Husamuddin. This mention is significant because Rumi is referring to Husamuddin Chalabi, who was the third and final spiritual companion and deputy of Rumi. Rumi's main work, the Masnavi, was composed at the request and under the influence of Husamuddin, who asked Rumi to follow the model of the poets Attar and Sanai. Rumi followed Husamuddin's advice and composed 26,000 couplets of the Masnavi during the following years. It's said that Rumi would spontaneously recite these mystical verses, and Husamuddin, who was an accomplished scribe, would write down the verses. The Masnavi is significant literary and also Sufi teaching texts because it shows all the aspects of Sufism in the 13th century. It's noteworthy that Husamuddin became the spiritual successor of Mevlana Rumi and the tradition of Rumi after the passing of Rumi. This passing we celebrate tonight as the Urs, the wedding day when the soul journeys home and reunites with God. We offer to you the following: Muhammad and the Huge Eater. Husam demands that we begin Book 5, Zia Haq, The Radiance of Truth. Husamuddin, Master, to the pure masters, if my human throat was not so narrow, I would praise you as you should be praised, in some language other than this word language. Like a domestic fowl, not a falcon, we must mix the varnish we have and brush it on. I'm not talking about materialists. When I mention Husam, I speak only to those who know spiritual secrets. Praise is simply drawing back the curtains to let his qualities in. The sun, of course, remains apart from what I say. What the sayer of praise is really praising is himself, saying implicitly, my eyes are clear. Likewise, someone who criticizes is criticizing himself, saying implicitly, I can't see very well. My eyes are inflamed. Don't feel sorry for someone who wants to be the sun, the other sun, the one that makes rotten things fresh. Don't ever envy someone who wants to be this world. Husam, the sun, I mean, he can't be understood with the mind or said, but we stumble and stagger trying to. Just because you can't drink all that falls doesn't mean you give up taking sips of rainwater. If the nut of the mystery can't be held, at least let me touch the shell. Husam, refresh my words, your words. My words are only a husk to your knowing, an earth atmosphere to your enormous space. And let us say these sacred words together. First, let us say, Ya Nur. We say it three times at the crown. Divine light, Ya Nur. And we pray, divine light, teach us that the day's sun is, it sets as the night, but our heart's sun will never disappear. And we say at the third eye, the inner knowing place, Ya'alim, divine knowledge, Ya'alim, Ya'alim. And we pray, divine knowledge, teach us to be kind to our hearts. What the heart seeks is precious. And last, we say, Yahuk, and we bring it through the crown, through the third eye, the inner knowing, into the deep heart. Let it burst forth, filling your being, reaching out in all directions, touching all those here and beyond, so that the infant universe will know divine truth, which is the clarifier of what is real. So we say three times, Yahuk, Yahuk, Yahuk. Divine truth, fill our hearts with the light of the secrets of recognition.
What I say is meant to only point out that to you, so that whoever ever hears these words will not grieve, that they never had a chance to look. Your presence draws me out from vanity and imagination and opinion. Awe is the salve that will heal our eyes, and keen, constant listening. Stay out in the open like a date palm, lifting its arms. Don't bore mouse holes in the ground, arguing inside some kind of doctrinal labyrinth. That intellectual warp and woof keeps you wrapped in blindness. And four other characteristics keep you from loving. The Quran calls them the four birds. Bismillah, in the name of God, and chop the heads off those mischievous birds. The rooster of lust, the peacock of wanting to be famous, the crow of ownership, and the duck of urgency. Kill them and revive them in another form, changed and harmless. There is a duck inside of you. Her bill is never still, searching through dry and wet alike, like a robber in the empty house, cramming objects in his sack. Pearls, chickpeas, anything. Always thinking, there's no time. I won't get another chance. A true person is more calm and deliberate. He or she doesn't worry about interruptions. But the duck is so afraid of missing out that it's lost all generosity and frighteningly expanded the capacity to take in food. So I'd like to do a practice with you, and we're going to say three wazifas together. We'll do these 11 times. They are Ya Kudus, Ya Kafid, and Ya Rafi. And when we're saying Ya Kudus, if you could focus on the meaning of being continuously purified by the intimate relationship with Allah. And when we say Kafid, if you could do that with the emphasis of being content with the rise and the fall of the spirit as God wills. And Yah Rafi, as going through the healing process in God's time until free. Ya Kudus, Ya Kafid, Ya Rafi, 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 Ya Kudus, Ya Kafid, Ya Rafi.
A large group of unbelievers once came to see Muhammad, knowing he would feed them. Muhammad told his friends, "Divide these guests among you and tend to them. Since you are filled with me, it will be as though I am the host." Each friend of Muhammad chose a guest, but there was one huge person left behind. He sat in the entrance of the mosque like thick dregs in a cup. So Muhammad invited the man to his own household, where this enormous son of a Guz Turk ate everything, the milk of seven goats, and enough food for 18 people. The others in the house were furious. When the man went to bed, the maid slammed the door behind him and chained it shut, out of meanness and resentment. Around midnight, the man felt several strong urges at once. "But the door!" He works it, puts a blade in the crack. Nothing. The urgency increases. The room contracts. He falls into a confused sleep and dreams of a desolate place, since he himself is such a desolate place. So, dreaming, he's by himself. He squeezes out a huge amount and another huge amount, but he soon becomes conscious enough to know that the covers he gathers around him are full of shit. He shakes with spasms of shame that usually keeps men from doing such things. He thinks, "My sleep is worse than my being awake. The waking is just full of food. My sleep is all this." Now he's crying, bitterly embarrassed, waiting for dawn and the noise of the door opening, hoping that somehow he can get out without anyone seeing him as he is. Ya Karim, we call upon the divine Karim, who provides healing for the densest level of our ego, turning our basest cravings towards the transformative abundance and generosity of Allah. Ya Kareem. 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 Ya Kareem.
He's saved. Muhammad comes at dawn. He opens the door and becomes invisible, so the man won't feel ashamed, so he can escape and wash himself and not have to face the door opener. Someone completely absorbed in Allah, like Muhammad, can do this. Muhammad had seen all that went on in the night, but he held back from letting the man out until all happened as it needed to happen. Many actions which seem cruel come from a deep friendship. Many demolitions are actually renovations. Later, a meddlesome servant brought Muhammad the bedclothes. "Look at what your guest has left." Muhammad smiles, himself a mercy given to all beings. "Bring me a bucket of water." Everyone jumps up. "Oh, let us do this. We live to serve you. This is the kind of handwork we can do. You. Yours is the inner heart work." "I know this, but this is an extraordinary occasion." A voice inside him is saying, "There is great wisdom in washing these bedclothes. Wash them." Meanwhile, the man who soiled the covers and fled is returning to Muhammad's house. He has left behind an amulet that he always carried. He enters and sees the hands of God washing his incredibly dirty linen. He sees the hands of God washing his incredibly dirty linen. He forgets the amulet. A great love suddenly enters him. He tears open his shirt. He strikes his head against the wall and the door. Blood pours from his nose. People come from all parts of the house. He's shrieking, "Stay away!" He hits his head. "I have no understanding." He prostrates himself before Muhammad. "You are the whole. I am a despicable, tiny, meaningless piece. I can't look at you." He's quiet and quivering with remorse. Muhammad bends over and holds him close, caresses him, and opens his inner knowing. Allah, 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 who? 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 Allah, 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 who?
Cloud weeps and the garden sprouts. The baby cries and the mother's milk flows. The nurse of creation has said, let them cry a lot. This rain weeps, sun burning, twined together to make us grow. Keep your intelligence white hot and let your grief glistening, so your life will stay fresh. Cry easily like a little child.
Diminish what you give your physical self. Your spiritual eye will be open. When the body empties and stays empty, God fills it with musk and mother of pearl, the way a man gives his dung and gets purity.
Listen to the prophets, not to some adolescent boy. The foundation and the walls of the spiritual life are made of self-denials and disciplines.
Support you in these. Talk with them about sacred texts and how you're doing and how they're doing, and keep your practices together.
We will sing the practice Ishq Allah Mabood Allah as Pir O Murshid Inayat Khan gave it to us. So we will sing Ishq Allah Mabood Allah using the singing Wazifa melody that was given to us by Murshid Hidayat Inayat Khan in the first round of this zikr. Ishq Allah Mabood Allah. It is said the eyes are the windows to the soul. Within the inner chambers of the heart, lover gazing into the eyes of the beloved. Ishq, the soul's longing. Beloved gazing into the eyes of the lover. Ishq, a love so intimate. God is nearer to you than yourself. No lover, no beloved, only Allah. Ishq Allah Mabood Allah, Allah, Ishq Allah. Ishka Lama Buddha Allah.